Welcome to the With You Always podcast, brought to you by Sushipe, the online community information platform for disciples. Here we invite followers of Jesus Christ to share reflections and wisdom from the journey. Our hope is to instill a recognition that God is indeed with us always. Today, Trish Irvine from Sioux Falls, South Dakota, shares what God is doing in her life.
Welcome to the With You Always podcast, brought to you by Come Follow Me, where we invite followers of Jesus Christ to share reflections and wisdom from the journey. Our hope is to instill a recognition that God is indeed with us always. I'm Trish Irvine, and today I'll be sharing with you what God has been doing in my life. This summer I read a book by Joseph Pieper called In Tune with the World, A Theory of Festivity. And while I only read it once, I feel like I could go back and reread it 3, 4, 5, 10 times and still be pulling more and more from it that I could take to apply to my life. But a general theme that I was reading in it was just about the festivity aspect of how we should actually strive to celebrate liturgical feasts in a way that is different than the ordinary and also different than the way that the secular world seeks to celebrate other things that don't have their foundation and source in God. And so at the very beginning of this book, Pieper says, "We do not mean only that a working day and a feast day are mutually exclusive. We also mean that work is an everyday occurrence, while a feast is something special, unusual, an interruption in the ordinary passage of time." And then he continues on to say, "The festive quality of a holiday depends on its being exceptional. A festival can arise only out of the foundation of a life whose ordinary shape is given by the working day." And so this came to mind because I was reading the gospel, and it's about Jesus going through a field of grain on the Sabbath, and his disciples are picking the heads of grain and they're eating them. And the Pharisees are shocked by this because they believe that they're not keeping the Sabbath. And then at the end, Jesus says, "The Son of Man is Lord of the Sabbath." But it also made me think of a very similar situation that's recounted in Mark's gospel. So today's gospel is from Luke, but it's very similar to Mark's gospel. And it's essentially the same thing where the Pharisees are questioning why the disciples are doing something unlawful on the Sabbath. And then at the end, Jesus says, "The Sabbath was made for man, not man for the Sabbath. That is why the Son of Man is Lord, even of the Sabbath." And so just in connection with what Pieper is talking about, the Sabbath was taken very seriously by the Jews. They didn't do work. They even had a prescribed number of steps. They would be entering into prayer and into relationship with the Lord. And it was very structured in a way that as modern Americans, as modern people, it seems like we can't really understand, because for us, Sunday is something different. It's often the day that you use to catch up on work, or a day that you sleep in, or a day that you go out to eat, or something. It's not quite Sabbath. It's just another day on the weekend, or maybe just another day. But Jesus seems to be reorienting the Sabbath, focusing on how it's made for us and for our flourishing, not that mankind is created for the Sabbath, but rather that it's made to give us life. And this is all kind of moving around in my mind as I've been preparing for this school year and this semester, and having read this text from Pieper this summer, I was just thinking, I want to try to teach my students to embrace the Sabbath, to embrace solemnities and feasts in a particularly Catholic way, in a way that makes it different than the ordinary day, that shows us that there's something more happening here. And we shouldn't be afraid of the ordinary, like the everyday work that we do and the lives that we lead are good and the Lord sanctifies us through them. But that when it comes to feasting, we should also enter into that fully and wholeheartedly. And so recently I've been talking with my classes and we've been preparing for a feast to celebrate Mary's birthday next week. And as I was talking about a few of the things I want to do to celebrate, it was so fun to see them get excited. And partly they're getting excited because they want to eat food and they want to have a party. But also I was really trying to emphasize, this is going to be a day that's different. We're doing something different. And because it's a feast in the church, we get to celebrate in a way that's beyond just like, yay, it's Friday, or yay, we won a game or something, but really try to reach deep and to experience feasting and the Sabbath in the way that we were intended to experience them. And so when Jesus speaks about how he is Lord of the Sabbath, it was causing me to consider how I live the Sabbath and how I can strive to prepare myself to enter into the Sabbath more fully, more intentionally, and not just accidentally find myself in the middle of a Sunday wondering, what should I be doing? Or even just living a Sunday as a person who is completely secular. And so perhaps today we can begin to prepare and to ask the Lord, what do you want me to do with this day of rest that I'm anticipating? And how do you want me to enter into relationship with you, be renewed in life, and continue to serve you for another week that you're going to gift to me? Let us pray. Lord, thank you for the gift of Scripture, for the ways that you speak to us, for the ways that you desire to lead us into relationship with you. Thank you for being the Word of God, spoken into our hearts so that our hearts and our minds may resonate with your truth. Lord, grant us the grace to purify the Sabbath and to continue to seek you in all things so as to experience you to the fullness that you desire. Amen.
Hey everyone, this is Eric Gallagher, the founder of Come Follow Me and the With You Always podcast. I wanted to take a minute to invite you to check out the Come Follow Me online community. We've developed this community to further fulfill our mission of assisting disciples on the journey. You can join groups or start one of your own, participate in community discussions, and even join online programs and courses. The community is free and is growing quickly. Whether you're just getting started in the faith or you are leading others, this community is here to support you. Check it out now at comefollow.me/community. Hi everyone, my name is Eric Gallagher, the founder of Sushipe, the online community and formation platform for disciples. I wanted to take a moment to thank you for listening and also to encourage you to check out our online community at sushipe.co. That's SUSCIPE.CO. At sushipe.co, we're constantly offering free book studies, self-guided mini retreats, opportunities for family fun, prayer, and more. If you're interested in engaging with a community of individuals who are desiring to grow deeper in their spiritual lives, check out sushipe.co and get involved today.